Deep confusion persists among Indigenous leaders in some of the Northern Territory's remote communities about the need to get vaccinated, as the Territory's two COVID clusters grew again today. The NT government says five more infections have been picked up in Robinson River and three more from Katherine, bringing the total caseload to 19. Health authorities are telling unvaccinated people it's not too late to get protected, but the nuance about what protection from the virus actually means appears to have been lost in messaging to communities. Jane Barden has our report.
The COVID cluster is growing in the Gulf of Carpentaria region of the Northern Territory. Aboriginal communities are at risk, and Jack Green, a senior Garawa elder, is very anxious about his brother and nephews in Robinson River.
I'm really worrying now how far that thing gonna spread, you know?
He lives in nearby Borroloola and says neither he nor his immediate family are vaccinated. More than half of the NT's remote communities have not achieved a vaccination rate of 70%, and in at least a dozen more, the rate is less than 25%. Jack Green says he's been left confused by health authority information on the effectiveness of the vaccine, particularly because some of the 19 people affected from his region had received both shots.
They never explain about that thing properly, you know. You can get this needle, it will protect you for getting that virus. It doesn't say that you still carry it, you know what I mean? They didn't say nothing about that.
Scientists and the health authorities are saying that even if the vaccine doesn't stop you getting COVID-19, that it will stop you getting really sick from it in most cases. Do you and other people in the community really need to have doctors and health staff come and really explain that very clearly to you?
Yeah, I think they should be in Danny and have another meeting with those people that never got needle. They need to explain a bit more. Properly. We need to sit down and talk properly.
The NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner is resorting to more last-minute appeals on television and social media.
If you waited because you didn't think COVID would get here, it's here. If you waited because you didn't think COVID was a serious virus, well, you're wrong. I fear it will take lives in the Territory before the year is out.
The NT's Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy says after a big driving trip around remote communities, she's seen a more hands-on approach is needed.
Community meetings may be one thing, but what is really required is that if people aren't coming to the clinics, then the clinics need to go to them.
All of the 19 cases in the NT are Aboriginal people. They include 5-year-old twins and a 3-week-old baby. Many are family of Senator McCarthy, and she wants people still worried about getting the vaccine to think about how COVID has affected them. Her sister is in the Howard Springs Quarantine Centre.
She's having a really difficult time. She's able to talk a bit more this morning. I've spoken to my cousins and my aunt and uncle, and they're struggling.
You have one member of family in hospital still, do you?
Yes, we do, and I just heard she's on oxygen in Royal Darwin Hospital.
What kind of things are your family struggling with in terms of their symptoms?
Difficulty at night with being able to breathe, and some blocked noses, throats. For my sister, it's had a lot to do with feeling extremely cold when perhaps she's extremely hot.
Darwin's public hospital has had two recent code yellows where operations had to be cancelled because services were at breaking point. That was before having to take in any COVID patients. The NT Chief Health Officer, Dr. Charles Payne, is warning COVID admissions will add further strain.
We've been planning for this for a very long time, but I do acknowledge that we are under pressure already. Our system is prone to being overwhelmed if we cannot get people protected.
Senator Malandiri McCarthy says she has confidence the system will cope, but outside help may be needed.
And if we're not prepared, then clearly we have to call on our federal counterparts to step in.
NT Senator Malandiri McCarthy speaking with Jane Barden.